The emerging battle against drug-resistant bacteria poses a huge threat to public health worldwide. That threat has loomed larger as the number of effective antibiotic drugs has dwindled. J. Michael Conlon is a biochemist at the United Arab Emirates University. He says frog skin, which protects amphibians from injury and disease, is coming to the rescue by providing a wealth of new antibiotic compounds to fight drug-resistant fungi and bacteria.
Frogs of necessity have to live in a warm, moist environment that's very conducive to the growth of microorganisms. They've been around for a long, long time, at least 300 million years, so it's not so surprising that over the course of evolution, they've developed defenses against these invading pathogens.
Conlon has identified germ-fighting chemicals from more than 200 frog species from around the world by isolating peptides or strings of proteins that have the ability to kill bacteria and fungi. He says the challenge is to get those agents to work in humans.
The problem is, though, that as well as efficiently killing microorganisms, they are to varying degrees toxic to mammalian cells. So it's not a great idea to cure infection if you kill the patient at the same time.
Conlon's laboratory in the United Arab Emirates works with samples from frogs gathered collaboratively by scientists in Japan, France, and the United States. The naturally occurring compounds are first purified and then synthesized. At that point, structural changes are made in the molecules. The results have proved to be less toxic to human cells. Conlon says the new compounds show promise in fighting two major pathogens.
One's the well-known methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, and a new emerging gram-negative bacterium, which is called multidrug-resistant Acinetobacter baumannii. This has been called the Iraqi bacter because many wounded soldiers in Iraq have developed infections by this microorganism.
Conlon also sees great potential for other antibiotic applications.
We are going to incorporate them into ointments and creams for use in to promote wound healing, for treatment of infected foot ulcers, particularly in diabetic patients. We are interested in applications that are a treatment for acne. And finally, our peptides are quite active against oral pathogens, so we're interested in the possibility of incorporating them into a mouthwash.
Conlon says as a researcher in a small laboratory, he can only take the product so far.
To bring a drug from the laboratory to the pharmacy costs literally hundreds of millions of dollars. We really need a partner in the pharmaceutical industry with which to collaborate.
Should that partner step forward, J. Michael Conlon predicts that some frog skin-derived compounds could make their way into clinical trials and into marketable drugs within 5 years. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.